WTIC, good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Joining us now for his weekly visit, which we make kind of random so everybody gets to hear him, it's Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor. And lately he's been part of the campaign to stop tolls, which is a good thing. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Nice to have you here. I'm doing great. How about you? You psyched?
I'm terrific. What a absolutely terrific week for the state of Connecticut, Todd. Really is terrific.
Well, expand on that. What's so good?
Well, you know, I think people were pretty disappointed after those 2018 elections, and I was one of them, obviously, and you really have to admire what you've done, what I've heard Pastor Will on earlier, your audience, Pat Sasser. I mean, we picked ourselves up off the ground after that election. The Democrats were very, very arrogant. You know, they had control of the House. They had control of the Senate. Governor Lamont was going to change the world. And in the last 12 to 14 months, we've seen activism in this state like we haven't seen probably since 1991 when the state income tax was trying to be put in. And there's a lot of people out there, Todd, that should be very, very proud of what they accomplished over the last 12 to 14 months. It's really a good feeling, and it's been a long time coming for this state. And people should celebrate this moment. You know, there's going to be ups and downs going forward. There's still a lot of issues out there. But as of right now, people should feel very, very good about what they accomplished.
Well, it's, you know, since I've been on the air here, which is approaching 3 years, it took me a while. But what I realized after a bit was that what was missing was a sense that people actually had any control over their state. There, I think so much bad stuff had been done to the state, and people felt it weighing on their shoulders so personally that they felt like there was no cause and effect. There was no lever to pull, no button to push to be able to get things back on the right track. And that's what leaders do, you know. So I just want to remind you of a moment when there was that toll event up at the state capitol. When was that, May or sometime like that?
Yeah, last spring, yeah.
And I was speaking, and I looked around the crowd, and I realized that you were the only one out of all those gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side. There were several when it started out, and they had all disappeared. And leaders, you know, leaders don't disappear and just show up for elections. Leaders are always around to lead. So I want to congratulate you for maintaining that role, for adopting that role of being somebody who is going to show the people the way to get to the promised land on tolls.
Well, thank you for that. But one of the things you learn in the corporate world is it's easy to act well when you're a winner. When you're winning, it's easier to be happy. It's easier to be slapping people on the back, kind of like what Governor Lamont was at the State of the State speech a few weeks ago. The true test of somebody is when they lose. And are they able to pick themselves back up off the mat and get back out there? I've gotten a lot of criticism for staying, you know, active. The reporters say, well, you should just go away. The New London Day said, Bob, you know, just we should muzzle you. You shouldn't talk. And when you look at what Pat Sasser and the other people did, I mean, it's fortitude. It's optimism, not how our governor says it, but it's optimism. And it's being diligent about it. And again, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but this is major. People should not underestimate what just got done. The Democrats have a vast majority in the House. The Senate, Governor Lamont has a controller. He's got a lieutenant governor. They're all on his side. It was his signature pronouncement, his entire governorship. He came out a year ago and said his entire governorship is based on getting tolls in. He had a lobbying group in Hartford that spent over $1 million, a bunch of Hartford insiders that wanted a piece of the pie building the tolls. And Pat Sasser and a bunch of other people went out there and stopped it. And it's just terrific. It's absolutely terrific to see what happened.
Well, one of the other things it indicates, which I'm sure you see in business, is a lot of people think they're really hot stuff and that they've got everything all organized and they know exactly what they're doing and they're running on, you know, pedal to the metal. And then they hit a little resistance and suddenly it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, you saw it with Governor Lamont in the press conference yesterday. I mean, that was an opportunity for him as well. He lost. You know,
oh, hold on one sec, Bob. I don't want to have to break you up on this. So let me just do the traffic and weather update, and then we'll get to this point, because I think this is really important what Bob's about to say, so stay around for this. Bob Stefanowski with us on WTIC. So I interfered right when you were about to make a point, an important point, about the governor's remarks yesterday in his press conference.
Yeah, we were talking about leadership, and you know, whether it's a leader or your friend or whoever, I think you learn a lot more about a person when they're down than when they're up. When you win, it's easy. You're happy. You're slapping people on the back. And Governor Lamont obviously lost on his signature issue, but he had an opportunity yesterday in that press conference to actually pull people together. He could have come out and admitted that he at least had something to do with the horrendous rollout of tolls that ultimately caused its demise. But he immediately deflected to the legislature and blamed it entirely on them. And this is a legislature that he needs to work with going forward. It's a legislator from his own party, and he needs to work with it.
I'm so glad you're making this point. I was just dumbfounded by the fact that he was using his press conference to attack the people whose cooperation he needs moving forward.
Well, it's leadership 101. I mean, first of all, you don't throw people under the bus. As the leader, you take accountability. You would say, I know I put you in a tough position. I know I rolled this out the wrong way. I'm sorry. You did your best, and we move forward. The reporter then asked him about notollct.org, and his quote was, it's a grassroots effort that stands for nothing. Now, this is over 100,000 people, Todd, that have been busting their butt for a year, standing out in the rain, standing out in the cold, fighting for something that they believe in. At a minimum, if you're a good leader at that point, you say, you know, I didn't agree with them, but you got to admire what they got accomplished. They care about our state. I don't agree with their position, but you have to admire what they did. And it was another opportunity for this governor to bring Connecticut back together, and he absolutely blew it.
Yeah, I would have been commending Pat Sasser and the No-Toll CT people and you know, a little olive branch, build goodwill and get ready for whatever the next project might be where people could work together who haven't been working together.
And that's what Connecticut is screaming for right now, Todd. It's screaming for leadership. You know, we had an opportunity a year ago. It was a change in the state capitol. People in Connecticut are ready for change. And again, back to where we started, I am very optimistic. You see the activism, regardless of what side you are on the vaccination issue. Look at the lines of people out the door at the Capitol, go until 3 o'clock in the morning, people testifying, people pouring their heart into this. I've not seen this in Connecticut for a long time, Todd. And I think it speaks very, very well, A, to the frustration people have with this government that doesn't listen. And B, I think people are finally starting to stand up and say, we're going to take control of the situation. And if our leaders aren't going to do it, people like Pat Sasser and other people out there, we're going to do it for them.
All right, Bob Stefanowski, anything else you want us to know, sir?
No, just again, thanks to your listeners, Todd. Thanks to you. Thanks to Pastor Will. You've done a great job. People should celebrate a little bit this weekend and be proud of what they got done.
Oh, and don't forget, Bob.
Optimism is contagious.
Don't ever forget.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Good to talk with you.
Bye-bye.
That's Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor.